Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with Visionary and Master Intuitive Anatara. This is episode 6. I'm Christina Suzuma, your host for this program. Today, Anatara will be speaking on following the trail to excitement. What a great way to start 2013. Hello, Anatara.
Hello, Christina. And yes, it is a great way to start 2013. Every now and then I hear 2013, and since I'm traveling, since I'm at ease in Australia, so to speak, I'm not doing much that has to do with looking at the calendar or writing checks or much attention to the date. I guess we don't write that many checks anymore anyway. But then I hear 2013 and I think, wow, we graduated. We did. we came through 2012 and here we are in 2013. And when I hear that number, there is something very, and I don't know anything about numerology, so this might not be accurate, but when I hear it and feel it, and it's probably because of the association to it, I think now there is a number that, that means some sort of synergistic completeness and wholeness that I can get my head around and my senses around. And I feel, and when I hear 2013, I think there is so much that can be done within this timeline as we live it and know it and become it. And I suppose I'm feeling that there's a different gift in there than there was in 2012. And in our last conversation, we talked about, recognizing whether we'd had any switches turned on within ourselves, whether anything had been stimulated or ignited that allowed us to see that there was something about the gifts of the end of 2012 that brought to us a new way to engage and move forward within ourselves or not. And we also discussed that some of the things that might feel like or nots, such as a death in the family or a loss or trying to do something that still feels hard to us, whether that was really a gift of the new ignition, a gift of the new enlightenment and awareness, a gift of a switch being turned on. And I firmly believe and see everywhere around me that even the things that feel difficult and even the things that feel, icky in some way or sad are gifts of ignition. They are gifts of stimulation to take us to new places and to take us to new understanding. And that's where I would like to sort of indulge my ideas today and share. When I talk about following the trail to excitement, excitement is not just excitement of, being really thrilled about something. It's not just the excitement of thinking, goody, goody, I can't wait to do this thing, or oh, I'm just so enthusiastic and so happy about traveling or my new job or reading a particular book or just about going outside in the sunshine. Excitement is also about it's a sensation. It's very tactile. It's very real. It can even be associated with some of those stimulations that feel negative and feel sad. So I'm encouraging myself and my clients and my friends to look for something that feels exciting, something that feels engaging, something that makes us want to sit up and take notice, even if it's a bit of pain. Because it's in those little points of dynamicness, that's probably not a word, but it's in those little points of a dynamic range for our senses that are also being stimulated in new ways, that our next best step, which will receive our next best effort to be available to us. So I want people to look at what is exciting to them, what just feels like it's something they can't ignore, and to start to follow that trail, to start to follow whatever the thought about that excitement actually brings up. So let's say I'm traveling, I'm in Australia, and it has been exciting for me to be back here in the sun and with the beautiful warm waters and to play in the waves and to revisit friends that I haven't seen in 9 months. And every now and then, as I'm here, I am very excited by an idea. And often the ideas are of traveling to a sacred site, or walking down the beach because I can sense that there's a vortex just a little bit out of my range that's calling to me. So in that case, I follow that trail. I follow the trail of the energy. This is a very practical one. I follow the trail of the energy along the shore until all of a sudden I find myself in a fabulously vibrating vortex. And this literally did happen to me the other day. And I got out, I was swimming in the water. I felt in the water that just down the beach was something I had to find. So I followed the trail. Didn't know what the trail meant. I brought my intuitive senses into the flow to take me to where I needed to get to. And as I stepped into this vortex, I was engulfed in a beautiful resonance of power, of space, literally even of time, not just this time, but of many times, and was able to engage in an amazing meditation in which, I was spoken to by whales and learned a lot about myself, my origin, not just on this planet, but from other places. So that's a practical example of how I literally followed a trail. I followed the sand, I followed the shore. But what's happening for you as individuals every day? Do you wake up and have a feeling that you need to phone a friend? Do you wake up and have a feeling that you just need to drive somewhere? Where is that trail? What is that trail? What is going to be the excitement at the other end of it? Or you may feel, I need to become involved in a meditation group. I need to start playing my guitar more. I need to write something. Whatever it might be, the end result of that is what I'm calling the excitement. The end result of that is what I'm calling the stimulation point. But what is the trail? What does the trail take you to? What does the trail take you through? Because there are moments of learning, absorbing, and receiving all the way to what that excitement may be. And one of the most important things is that that excitement may be something completely different by the time you get to the other end. Who knows how it will shift and change and who you will learn from and what you will acquire as you get there. So those are the positive excitements, but how about some of those more negative excitements? Perhaps you're feeling that your body is changing in some way, you know, as it adjusts to the new energies, to the new crystalline fields that have been activated in you and in the earth and around the earth. Perhaps you're really feeling quite sick. Perhaps you don't want to eat the things you normally do and you can't figure out what that is. Perhaps you have new headaches. Perhaps there's some muscle that's giving you pain. Where is that trail taking you? If you stay present with it, if you ask whatever's going on, what it has to show you, what it has to teach you, what it would like to give to you, what it would like to ignite in you, where is that taking you? What are you learning? What new medication or new remedy have you discovered? What new person have you found as you followed through what your body was asking you to understand? And where at the end of this trail is that excitement going to be? Is it going to be in better health? Is it going to be in some sort of change, physical change, even surgery that you need that's going to allow you to be more available for you and for the activations? So we have this information inside us. We have these possibilities. And now more than ever before in this powerful place of 2013, as I was describing it, perhaps those messages are even more more profound. Perhaps there's the word that comes to me is a kind of buoyancy there that is going to lift us up, that is going to be uplifting even as we travel through seemingly dark moments. I've been aware of recently in the past couple of weeks of a number of births of brand new babies. And for many of these babies, they're coming in very, very tiny, very small. And they're struggling to stay alive, some of them. And some of them are just, you know, in the process of becoming, you know, bigger, wholer, more stabilized physical individuals. I can tell that they are attuning to what the new frequencies here on Earth are going to require of them. So that even though it seems hard for some of the parents, when I tune into these little beings, they're saying, nothing's difficult here. I'm doing my process. I am learning how to be present for this new way of living and this new way of being. And I'm so glad that you're all here supporting me as I do it. So we could look at that and think, here's a hardship. Here's a road to excitement. Here's a trail that we don't really want to be on. We try to change it. We try to fix it. And what I'm seeing is that we can do what's required in that situation. Along that trail, we can do what we're asked to do, and we can know that it is taking us to a place of far greater resonance and harmony and solidity with whatever this new piece of life in 2013 is all about. So I guess what I'm saying is, don't despair for too long if you feel like you're in despair. Don't feel like you have to hold any burden that you don't really think you want to or that is yours. Be aware of where the feel-good things are and follow them. Feel ready. Be ready to shed the heaviness, you know, whether it's an idea or a person or even a relationship, and be ready to assimilate and acquire and take on whatever new thing steps into its place. To me, 2013 is whole in a way we've never experienced before in these particular bodies and lives that we have right now. It's whole in a way that will allow us to find the same kind of wholeness that it represents. It's beauty, it's sadness, it's awe, it's sometimes something we want to hide from, and it's exactly where we're meant to be right now, and it's exactly what we're ready and willing and able to take on right now on all levels.
Thank you, Anatara. And yes, you've put it together so beautifully. Your descriptions and your analogies, I think it's very helpful for us to be able to hear. There's a simplicity that you've shared with us. And yes, it's better to keep that flow, that trail of simplicity, because some of the things that we have to work through, I do believe, seem very difficult. They seem like hurdles or walls that we have to climb. And it's very interesting the way you said about, you know, following that sense that you might have, which leads us back to what you teach so very well, is following one's own intuition. And it really, there is no wrong to following that intuition, is there? I mean, just because at the end of that rainbow may not be that pot of gold, what we perceive as the riches or the wonders and the beauty and joy, which might be something else awaiting us on the other side that might seem very daunting and very difficult to get through, whether it be a death or an illness or something like that. But it truly is that pot of gold.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt it. And you're so accurate in your description as well, because that no matter what is what we are here to do. It's what we're here to receive. It's what we're here to be a part of. And we say no matter what, using those terms as it's not necessarily going to be good. So we say no matter what, meaning it could be horrible, but it is a benefit to us. There's some harmony there for us. So I would like to reshape that no matter what, into using the same term and using the same words to describe, an all matter what maybe, you know, it's all okay. It's all as it is. And it is all taking us to our next best level of understanding and being.
Yes, and because things are moving so fast right now, for so many, that is a huge awareness. A lot of people want to close that door and go, "It is not. Don't say that." You know, but you know, it is what it is, and it does at moments seem very overwhelming. You know, the balance in life, because of the movement, because of, the things that we're presented with that make our lives even fuller. You know, it's full already for many of us, but it's almost like that next level of being, of next level of fullness. And you think, I didn't realize that I could even handle that capacity, you know, but, you know, what was interesting is the way you were saying, you know, following that trail, and it brings me back to that because sometimes it might seem like it's just out of the blue. If from other people's perspective, it's like, why are you doing that? What are you doing? That doesn't make sense. But somewhere in our own intuition, there's a reason why we're following this trail, and to trust it, to trust it with your heart. It's like, you know, it might not be what you expect, or you might not be expecting anything, but it's really trusting one's own intuition, because it's really what's right for us as an individual. And it doesn't mean it's right for everybody else. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And I love that you've brought into this concept and this understanding the perfection of trust. Trust is what we're about right now. We are taking what feel like so many chances, many of us, and we're presented with what we need to take a chance with. And if we ignore or avoid some of those seemingly negative opportunities to take a chance and to trust, we're going to continue to struggle. You know, this has been so for a long time. It's even more so now. So as we feel our own intuition, or as we gain guidance from elsewhere or from people like me about what our intuition wants us to know, what it is that we are here to step into, if we trust that the path that we're on, the trail that we're following is right for us, we'll get it. We'll get there. We'll get through without too many hassles of a negative kind. We are being asked to trust the journey through some things that feel difficult. And we are also being given the opportunity to work in intuition and trust to take us right on through. The power behind that is infinite right now. Absolutely infinite.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Anantara. Is there another moment that you'd like to take? Another thought that might have come into mind?
I'll just reiterate that 2013 is a vessel. You see it in my hands. It is a vessel that supports and holds us. It supports and holds everything and anything that we need to do. Anything and everything that is being directed through our beings, through us as individuals. There are many bits and pieces of life that we're living right now that feel very similar to the life we knew back in 2012 and before. And I want to put in a little tidbit here, which really says that the finite definitions through which we lived our lives, you know, in other words, things like my physical body is finite. It has a start and a beginning. My life as a school teacher can only be my life as a school teacher. My friend Miranda doesn't like me, therefore we don't get along. the world is going to hell in a handbasket because there's so much war. We carry a lot of those signatures still in us, those ideas and those mindsets. And I want to stick in here a little bit of information and just to stimulate some more trails that none of those things really exist anymore. We're just here watching them disappear and watching them shift. There are parts of us that still believe in them, parts of us that still engage in some of those things, whatever it might be for you. And really, they're gone or almost gone, and we're just watching them walk away. Mm-hmm. Their trail is moving in the opposite direction to the one we're going on. Mm-hmm. So feel that out for yourself. See whether it seems wacky or whether it feels possible. And I'll talk about it more another time.
That's wonderful. Well, they do say that 2012 and even the years leading up to 2012 was really about cleaning up, you know, sweeping out, cleaning up, closure, completion. Mm-hmm. And 2013 is reestablishing and reestablishing, beginning anew, taking a breath, you know, a fresh air. So it's very much what you've just said. It's time. It's time we moved on, move forward, onward and upward.
We're doing it. We are doing it together.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Anantara, for sharing with us all the way from sunny, humid Australia again.
And thank you, Christina.
And of course, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us and supporting us in this new platform of education and information. We're very grateful for your continuous support and look forward to hearing on how we can support you better. We're excited to announce that now you can access this show through iTunes. And I do believe on our website, there is a little button that will take you right there. And you can also access Magical Medical Tour and the beginning episodes of Trinity of Life. If you could take a moment when you do that to support us by rating our show within iTunes, that would be a great, great support to us. And we invite you, of course, to join us for Magical Medical Tour every Tuesday live at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. And for Magical Medical Tour Wednesdays, for Trinity of Life Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed every other week by this show, Flowing into Awareness with Anantara. And just to remind you to contact or follow with Anantara, she has been offering intuitive readings, which she calls angel listenings, and spiritual counsel for over 25 years to clients throughout U.S., Canada, and Europe. You can be in touch with Anantara through myyogahub.com/Anantara and on Twitter at Anantara, and of course through her own site anantara.ca. Thank you again for joining us. Until next time, namaste.